This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, to the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across the United States and the world and wherever they happen to be, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can go in there, like the page, and then jump into the chat room and converse with us just like a whole bunch of people are doing there right now, including Richard the Marine, who said he's in Folsom, California. It was 105 degrees there today. No, thank you. Well, it's a little cooler, I think, where our guest is, Kyle Warren. Is that right, Kyle?
Say that again?
A little cooler.
It's a little bit cooler where I am other than Folsom, yes.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, for the second night in a row, they're going nuts in Minneapolis over the death of the individual. The cops, actually four cops have been fired from the police department. They weren't just put on suspension or something like that. They were fired. The video that I saw, the 6 minutes worth, says all I need to say. I don't need to say any more, but it was an obvious case where they way overdid what they were doing, and they never should have allowed it to get to the point it did, and as a result, a man died, and I don't care if he's black, white, green, purple, yellow, it's got nothing to do with it. It's an individual whose life never should have been lost. Now, they were protesting in Minneapolis, but all of a sudden, let's see, the protest included running into a Target, getting them to open the doors, which they had locked because they knew there was chaos in the street. They were busting the windows in the Target, so they opened up the doors, let them go in there. Next thing I know, I see shopping carts coming out loaded up with TV sets, electronics, you name it. It was on the carts coming out the door. And then the next thing I see is they're going after the AutoZone store, and the AutoZone store's on fire, and then a Dollar Tree or something like that, they were going in there. Anything they could get their hands on, the protests became a bunch of looters, a bunch of thugs, a bunch of thieves.
Yes, most unfortunately, Captain, and we have a couple of different updates here. According to the Minneapolis police chief, five arrests have been made, and of course, as you're describing, they're reporting significant property damage.
I bet I saw 100 people, if not 200, stealing stuff.
Yes, exactly. And then also, this is a late report that we're finding out this morning. Minneapolis police say one person was shot to death as this violence has gone on. they were police were called and found a man on the sidewalk with what appeared to be a gunshot wound. They're still trying to investigate exactly what happened, but one person has died as a result of these riots.
Well, there was one individual that walked up there kind of like a good old boy, the way he sounded. He was a little bit articulate, but he was, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and he had a little bit of intelligence to him, but he was armed with a long gun, and he was armed with a pistol on his hip, and he had live ammunition, and he was being interviewed by Fox, and I was thinking to myself, you know, Second Amendment or not, you don't want to stick yourself in that situation in the midst of what turned out to be a riot, but I guess he was there for whatever reason.
Well, that's right, and you have to have some sort of judgment or restraint in these kinds of situations, because as we see, it's just things can get out of hand. There's a difference between the peaceful protest, which I think we all agree with, about, just as you said, Captain, what happened in that video and the loss of life that occurred as a result of that. And then, of course, there are others who simply are taking advantage of this situation who aren't there to peacefully protest.
And you got to remember, some of this was Black Lives Matter, because there was a counter protest that went on in Los Angeles, California, right out there by you, where they actually got out and blocked 101 in downtown Los Angeles and shut the road down.
Well, right. Right, exactly. So again, you know, there's, I think everybody's in agreement that what happened on that video was absolutely horrendous. There needs to be an investigation, and Captain, I believe the president has directed, has called for an FBI investigation, essentially.
Well, they're already there.
Exactly. So I think everybody everybody's on the same page on this thing. Exactly right. But unfortunately, you got people who will take advantage of that kind of situation to further their own means, whether it be a political agenda or whether it be to grab a TV set, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if things have really calmed down in Minneapolis at the moment. We'll try to keep our eyes on it and see what's going on. But as far as I see, the stuff that keeps flashing up on the television screen that's off my right shoulder here, it looks like as if there's still people in the street.
I think so. I think they're having a hard time getting everybody to disperse, and so we're going to keep monitoring it.
Right. Well, I don't think they want to disperse. I think they want to continue to do what they're doing. But again, the protesters were not really – I didn't see that many protesters. I saw a bunch of troublemakers, especially the ones throwing rocks, throwing bottles behind the protesters that were up front. And then when they interviewed the people up front, well, we haven't seen anyone throwing anything. We're just standing here holding signs. Look, we're just holding a sign. There's nobody doing anything. Well, they weren't looking at what was going on behind them, because behind them were all the troublemakers. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to talk about that scrub SpaceX flight yesterday at Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy. The president was here along with Melania, and things were learned from that, amongst other stuff. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And I'm going to do that, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll go right back to Kyle here in a minute. This portion of the program, though, brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. You heard me talking about them. I've been taking the product for 4 years. It works for me. And if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, just general muscle aches or pain in general, this is an all-natural product that can work to help you. It's kind of like taking an extra shot of vitamins. It gets rid of the inflammation in different areas where you're having problems. So Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, have given me a website. That website is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at the 2.5-minute tutorial. Tutorial that's right there. And they tell you all about what's in it, how it works. And then they tell you about how you can order the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, costing only $19.95. Been the same price for the 4 years that I've been on the product. So there you go. Check it out. I'm sure it's going to work for you because it's worked for so many thousands of people that have bought the product here off the program. But the website, again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president and the first lady and Vice President Pence were on hand yesterday to watch the SpaceX man launch, but the weather conditions ultimately postponed the mission over at Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral, if you will. And they're going to relaunch again on Saturday. I believe the time will be 2:22 in the afternoon. Because the way that this works is when they're shooting from the space station, they wait until the space station is directly overhead, and that's when they launch the missile towards it.
Yes, that's called the instantaneous launch, and that's why it's down literally to the second.
Yep.
And that's why they don't have a window to say 10 minutes either way, this kind of thing, if they want to be able to be successful and get to the ISS. That in mind, they did scrub at about 17 minutes to go. I was actually watching the proceedings and got quite invested in it. It was very exciting, you know, to see Americans go back up into space under our own power, so to speak.
Now, I have been in the vehicle assembly building over there, which they were showing pictures of from the outside, and it's a 50-plus story building when they had the old the shuttle that would sit up on top of the big rocket. They had it sitting inside there where they assembled it. So it had to be tall. Now, the president came with the first lady and the vice president, and they took a tour of the SpaceX facility, which is all brand new. And I mean, you could have eaten off the floor. That's how clean that place was.
Absolutely. And if you saw the technology that's in that Dragon capsule, as they call it,
yep.
It looks like a science fiction movie. Certainly a far cry from the originals. In terms of the sleekness of it all, but that same spirit. See, that's what I think they're really capturing, Captain. They're capturing that spirit that was given to us by the likes of Neil Armstrong, you know, and others.
John Glenn. Alan Shepard.
That's right.
Gus Grissom. God rest his soul.
Yeah. That's absolutely. And it's sleek, but it's still very dangerous.
Yeah.
And so these people, men and women who are working on this thing, they have the right stuff, and my hat's off to them.
Now, the president is set to sign, I guess he's going to sign an executive order today, on social media. Now, he's been going back and forth with Twitter and Facebook is kind of backed out of all this nonsense with Twitter right now, saying, well, you know, we have people that watch for things, and we're an equal opportunity. But we don't block conservatives. Well, to a certain degree, they do, but it's depending on what it is you say and how you say it. But Twitter has really, in my opinion, gone overboard, and why anybody uses Twitter anymore is beyond me.
Well, this is a very interesting sort of showdown that's happening. It's, you know, people have come to expect now some of these editorials that come out about some of these tweets or posts, but it's not being applied in an even-handed way, I think. And again, you know, people have the right to either go to a different platform, create a different platform altogether.
People have done that.
That's exactly right. So it's unclear exactly what the president could accomplish right now with an executive order, but what he's doing in typical Trump fashion, I think, is bringing this whole controversy to the fore, and there will be other pressure, consumer pressure perhaps, applied in this as well.
Yeah, and I'm like you. I use Facebook for my business to apply the promotion of my show, plus anything I do personally. It's pretty simple. Just about everybody seems to have that app versus Twitter. A lot of people have gotten away from Twitter, and by the way, you can also tie your Twitter account into Facebook, so you're doing both at the same time.
Yes, well, exactly.
Yeah. But if you're not threading the needle and crossing that magic line with racial comments or personal attacks, that sort of thing, then you have nothing to worry about. And so many of these people, they get out there and they become these little gods of the internet, and they start just absolutely acting like morons, and that's the problem. They bring on their own problem.
Well, of course they do. And, you know, I think it's always great to have a little bit of humor, maybe some satire and things like that, and some factual, hard-hitting sort of news reports as well. But you're right. Once you start going off into the realms of racism or just being mean-spirited, it changes.
Yeah, and the latest thing is, of course, the And I don't know what the president's going to do. I don't know what his order's going to do. He certainly can't ban or he can't stop the likes of Facebook or Twitter. He does not have that type of authority bestowed to him. So that's not going to happen. So for the people that are out there with the fake news, they're going, oh, he's going to get rid of Twitter. Oh, he's going to get rid of Facebook. No, he's not. That's not what he's going to do.
No, no, and exactly right. I think you'd have to have a whole different sort of system, and those exist on planet Earth, by the way, where they could shut down such a thing as Twitter, but we live in a very different kind of society.
Thanks. Now, they've done it before, and where did they do it? When they had the riots in China, right?
Yep.
And where they had the riots in Iran, right?
Oh, sure. Turn it off.
Yeah, and where they had the riots in France, they just turned it off.
That's right. And that's why Americans and free people, you know, we just have sort of a different view of all that kind of thing. And you know, we live in the real world. And you know, Captain, you and I, we're not afraid of ideas. We're not afraid of speech.
No, as long as you're respectful.
Exactly.
Don't start coming over to me and start using a bunch of profanity and all that sort of stuff and show your ignorance, because they've got this whole thing called, I will block you.
That's right. See, it goes both ways.
Yeah. Now the president also came out yesterday and says that he's asked for a troop withdrawal plan. This is what the White House said anyway. The president didn't say it. He's asked for a troop withdrawal plan from Afghanistan by the time the November election comes around, which I believe is November the 3rd.
Right, exactly. And this, of course, they've been looking at a lot of different sort of scenarios for this. You know, the president has been wanting to, you know, make big drawdowns of the troops and so forth. There's also something in the mix where they would have a full U.S. withdrawal within 14 months if they were able to sign an agreement with the Taliban and things are being honored, that kind of thing. But yes, I think the president made it quite clear even just the other day, Captain. He was being interviewed and he said, you know, we're not there to be a police force. This is what it's morphed into, and the president doesn't see that as being a great use of our people and putting them in harm's way for that reason. So I think he's always been of the mind to bring the troops home sooner than later.
Now, I've got Jay out there by you in Oxnard, California. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but he's in Oxnard, California, and he's saying the president just needs to tell him to shut it down, close them down altogether. Well, that's, again, Jay, I'm going to explain to you, that's not going to happen. The president doesn't have that kind of authority.
Well, no, it's a private company.
Correct.
Basically. You know, there are things in terms of when you have...
All right. Time out. Hold it. Breaking news from Minneapolis, folks. The National Guard has been activated. Let's see. My friend that's sending me this, George, up in Minneapolis, he said, I live 10 blocks from the 3rd Precinct. I hope they don't burn my house down. So that's breaking news coming right now out of Minneapolis. The National Guard has been called out. The crowds are still out on the street, Kyle. I'm seeing the overheads.
Yes, exactly. And there was talk earlier of perhaps trying to get back the National Guard support, so it looks like that has now materialized.
Yeah, and thanks, George. And if anything else changes up there in Minneapolis, please let us know and we'll get it out on the air. But that's what we do at night. That's tomorrow's News Tonight right here. We're sitting right here when the news came out. So the National Guard is on the way to the streets of Minneapolis. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more in a Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The United States has now surpassed 100 lives lost from COVID-19. The Trump administration and Senate Republicans are pushing ideas about what they'd like to see in the next economic stimulus package. White House officials say another COVID-19 economic stimulus bill would likely not include more direct payments to Americans, but they're working on several possible proposals to provide relief. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo repeated his calls for more federal funding to state and local governments during his news conference after meeting with the president.
It's the states that bore the brunt of the COVID virus. They're one-third of the national GDP.
Senate Republican leaders have made clear they will not take up the House-passed $3 trillion measure. Off-price retailer Tuesday Morning is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, y'all are in this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Their website is geico.com. And why don't you check them out to see if you can get a comparison rate for your car or your truck or your motorcycle or boat or car or whatever you got, insurance. Plus, they also have homeowners and renters insurance, too. Just go to the website, geico.com, and check it out. Type in your zip code. They'll give you a price comparison on what you're currently doing, and maybe they can save you some money like they did me a number of years ago. And every year, I continue to save that money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, let me bring Kyle Warren back into the mix again. First of all, Kyle, I got to say hello to a friend that called us from Kentucky and hope everybody's doing fine down there in Kentucky. Now, they had somebody hang an effigy of the governor the other night. I haven't said anything about it till right now, on his front porch, on his steps. And let me just try to explain to the people what's going on. Now, we have elements of Black Lives Matter and Antifa that's mixed up with this group. And these are the violent people that want to do nothing but create chaos, right, Kyle?
Absolutely, yeah.
And these are people that are also backed by other nefarious groups, and they've got money, and, you know, they look for something like this, and then they send out their Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, well, that's a bad term, but they send out their group, if you will, around the countryside, because yesterday it also flared up in Los Angeles, because Black Lives Matter was the name of the group that was out in the middle of 101 and shut down 101 during rush hour traffic.
Yes, exactly.
So here we go again with the social discourse. Only in Minneapolis, it's gotten violent.
Yes, unfortunately. And as we reported earlier, one person we know is already dead and what police are still investigating, but dead by a gunshot wound.
Yeah, and again, we did see the one guy that was interviewed by Fox that was out there. He had a long gun on. He had quite a bit of ammunition with him. He had his pistol on his hip, and you could see the magazines he had in the holster with him there. He had four or five. But he was out there, and I don't really know why. The worst thing he can do is tamp up the things that are going on when you walk out onto the street in the middle of a disturbance like that, where they've actually set a building on fire, the AutoZone store, and looted the thing before they did it, and then you show up with a gun just because you're showing up.
Well, certainly.
That's not smart.
No, it's not smart because people aren't restraining themselves, obviously, and you don't want to, you want to sort of get away from that situation. You know,
yeah.
Some of the footage I was watching earlier tonight, Captain, of what the rioters were doing, not those who were there to protest in any way, but it reminded me of the LA riots, and I remember when Reginald Denny, the truck driver, was pulled out of his truck, and we all saw what happened. He got hit in the head with a brick. It was just horrendously bad.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. These things can happen at the drop of a hat, and that's why if you're there, you want to get out of there.
Yeah, and he was doing nothing but making a delivery.
That's right. It was just a normal day, and I remember that day very vividly and what was happening.
All right, well, let's take a phone call here, and okay, 60 seconds with Todd. Moving along because it's a busy night, Todd.
60 seconds. Let's get. I'd say more than 60 seconds than anybody says in 3 hours. Let's get down to business, Don. We're focused on the election here. And Barr, you should have arrested Antifa and these George Soros groups as anti-American terrorist groups on our own soil. Okay, these are paid protesters. Focus on the election, Don. Focus on the American people. Focus on getting those states like Michigan and Pennsylvania where you get, and get them open. Okay? You're working for the American people. Forget about this other nonsense. Everything else is about the American people. You've got to get these people back to work. I need 436. I need 63 million Americans getting one other person to vote Republican and register. Don, you're moving to Tampa. Don't wait on North Carolina. Come to Tampa. Raymond James Stadium. We'll have 100,000 people here. Have the RNC here. Bring Phil Esposito, Tom Brady. Make America greater again. Let's get to work and get down to business helping the American people. Peace.
All right, that wasn't bad, Kyle. That wasn't bad.
Nope.
All right, now here's the other thing. Okay, we know that Black Lives Matter is involved in this, and I just got another little short message here. I'll get to it in a second. And we know that with that comes Antifa. We know they're paid protesters and all that stuff. But I would be willing to bet you right now there'll be more protests for other big cities, predominantly blue cities. Chicago, I can see that happening because that's not that far away from Minneapolis. And then, of course, Los Angeles, where we started to see it happen there. And little by little, these things grow, just like what happened in Ferguson. Remember the thing with Ferguson in Missouri?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, that went around the country, and they went to Baltimore, and they were protesting what they do in Baltimore. They burnt down the east side of Baltimore. I mean, but this is just not right. And I believe that this will help Donald Trump in his bid to get reelected, because who is the congressional, and here's something for you, here's a question. Who's the congressional representative in that district?
I think it's Omar, correct?
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's her district. And what do you hear her saying about it?
Well, I haven't heard any reports of what she said at all for anything on this.
Well, she said something, but it was about the police, but she hasn't said anything else at all about this. And you would think she would be out there trying to tell the people, hey, calm down, be quiet, you know, we'll take care of it. The troops are on the way. Whatever. No, not the troops are on the way. The FBI isn't going to investigate something. Nope, not a word.
Not a word. And again, this is pretty clear, I think, to the voters across the country as
yep.
well, Captain, as, yep. as you mentioned. I think they're going to yes. take very big notice of it.
Now, the other thing is, and this is why I don't believe this will benefit Joe Biden at all. Did you hear the big blunder, the insult that Joe Biden tossed out there again yesterday in comments he was making and didn't even dawn on him what he did?
Yeah, I think he used a particular terminology for Latin Americans, basically?
Latinx, L-A-T-I-N-X, Latinx. And that is the slang word that Latinos cannot stand. It's a controversial term used to describe Hispanics. It's not in a positive way. It's a negative way to describe them. And Biden used the word.
Well, again, he's sort of out of touch at best.
Sorta?
And tone deaf.
Sorta?
At least. Well, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Well, especially the way that he, you know, tried to mix it up with Charlemagne the God on his program.
Twice.
Yes. And so it's, I don't know how they're going to explain these kinds of things away again. They tried really hard with the Breakfast Club radio show comments, but how will they try to explain this one away? On the same kind of day, Captain, is that he mixed up the date of December 7th as being D-Day. You know, and calling it the day that Delaware declared its independence as well. I mean, it's so sad to see what's happening to Joe Biden down there in the bunker. It's terrible.
All right, I got something coming in here. This was about an hour ago in Minneapolis. Let me see if I can pull this up here. It's a video. It's an audio video that just came to me. I'll see if I can get this up here real quick. Let's see here. Live at the Minneapolis riots. Come on now. All right, let me get it up. All right. I'm seeing fires in not one building.
Oh, that building's really on fire now.
There's two buildings on fire.
It's getting a lot bigger.
And, yeah, this is whoever the person is with the camera describing what we're seeing. But Kyle, this is going on right now, and the burglar alarm. You hear the burglar alarms?
Yes. Yes.
And those are fire alarms. Now, what the heck is burning? It almost looks like a hotel. I can't tell. It's a hotel. There's two different major fires going on within a block of each other in downtown Minneapolis.
Pray that there's nobody trapped in any of these buildings that are really rolling in flames right now, because there's no one to save them.
Yeah, there's not a fire truck to be seen so far, and I understand that the fire trucks won't go in without police, and there's people all around the street running around here. So this is Minneapolis right now. They've lost control of the city. No wonder they called the National Guard in.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a local affiliate there, and yes, they're confirming the National Guard and so forth. So yes, this is a very bad night in the city of Minneapolis.
Yeah, and I'm trying to see if I can figure out exactly where this is. There's a lot of people walking around, and there's
flames are coming out of some. Oh no, that's not new construction. We're gonna have to get over there and see what building that is. I'm not even sure. It's right on Minnehaha, though.
Okay, well, she just told you what street it was, Minnehaha. Which is an Indian name. I think that she was an Indian princess.
We're going to take a walk over to the police station right now. They've got at least 50 cops out there in riot gear posted up. They have barricades. The windows are boarded up. The doors boarded up. They busted all windows there yesterday. I'm not sure
live.
What happened before I got here.
This is a live description, ladies and gentlemen, from Minneapolis right now. And Kyle, I'm going to keep that going, but we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I'm just going to turn the volume down on that. But this is a live transmission coming out of downtown Minneapolis right now. And I'm telling you, they've lost control of the situation for sure. I see all kinds of damage. I see some cars busted open. Wow. Alrighty, I'll be right back.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All right, we're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for the roads around the countryside, then we're going to come right back and tell you what's going on in Minneapolis, and here we go.
Yes, you saw me up. Yes, you saw me up. My girl was gone.
All righty, that's the Rolling Stones, and I'm going to back that off a little bit because we got so much stuff going on right now. We got to pay attention to all the different breaking news in front of me. Now, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. And when you're looking for a shower, when you're looking for a place to do your laundry, when you're looking for a place for your 10-hour break and some great food as well, stop by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And they are the largest truck stop chain in the country right now. Now, Tropical Depression Bertha, which was a tropical storm yesterday that pretty much came up out of nowhere, went into the Georgia, South Carolina, South Carolina, North Carolina line, has continued to weaken and lift northward towards the central Appalachians and eastern Ohio Valley. Heavy rain, gusty winds, and flooding are likely along the way. We still got flood watches and warnings along the South Carolina, North Carolina line right now. So be advised of that. Meanwhile, isolated severe thunderstorms are possible today from the southeast to the south central high plains. And yesterday they had another bunch of them in Texas, and I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. And out there in California, you guys are just scorching.
We're just scorching, Captain. We're waiting for this high-pressure system to get moved out by the encroaching low pressure. Hopefully by the weekend we'll see some cooler temperatures, but we continue to have heat warnings all up and down the Central Valley of California and out towards Nevada, out towards Arizona, certainly around Las Vegas, and in the Phoenix area as well, for sure.
Yeah, now that also includes going over to Arizona. Over that away, we're going to have it as well over into Arizona. And let's see, Kingman and Las Vegas, and it's windy in the central part of Nevada tonight, windy in the western part of Utah. We got some scattered rain up in Washington State tonight around Yakima, and we've got some rain in the central southern part of Montana and the central part of Wyoming and the northeastern corner of Utah, as well as the northwestern corner of Colorado. Now, we've got fog and some rain, some flood warnings right now in southeastern Kansas and southwestern Missouri and northwestern Arkansas and the eastern part of Oklahoma tonight. So that means on I-44 and I-40 going east, I-40 over into certainly the Fayetteville area and Fort Smith area over there in Arkansas, you're going to have fog as well as some flood warnings. And for I-44, Kyle, it looks like it's all the way to about Fort Leonard Wood again on I-44.
Yes, exactly. And you mentioned the Bertha, Captain, especially in the South Carolina area. We're looking at almost 5 inches of rain in many different parts of South Carolina. So it's really, really something. And we're going to continue to see a lot of flooding concerns, especially in Virginia and also parts of the Ohio Valley as well, as Bertha continues to come inland.
Yeah, and West Virginia tonight, you've got some rain, heavy rain and flooding up in there in that area, so be advised to probably have some washes coming down the what they call the streams have become gully washers, if you will, and northern Michigan as well with a bunch of rain. Now, the ongoing heat wave, of course, is going to continue in the west, and it's expected to expand into the Rockies by the weekend, so that is going to move to the east. So there you go. And that's what we have right now when it comes to the Truckers Highway and Viber Report. And I want to point out to everybody that the Flying J, the Pilot truck stops nearest you, they're the ones to go to. They're the ones to go to because they got everything that you need if you're out there on the road and a trucker. And by the way, the headlines coming in right now in the National Wire, Minneapolis on fire, looting armed vigilantes. And intensifying protests are gripping the city right now as the National Guard is headed out to the streets. Now, I'm going to try to do this again, like what we had here. Let me bring this up so we can talk along with it.
Captain, we're seeing buildings that are literally fully engulfed.
God bless you for being out here, you got bombs.
Yeah, and it's more than one building. And George,
God bless you.
George sent me a map of where this stuff was going on up there in Minneapolis.
So that's a homeless shelter that's on fire. Do you need a ride? I'm about to move my car.
A homeless shelter that's on fire.
Yeah. I know, okay. That's why I'm
But that's not what's down the street. I've seen. Let me turn that down a little bit because that's
really hot out here. I don't want my car being the next thing.
Yeah, we've got cars on fire. We've got that big building on fire. We've got more fires in a business around the corner. Two or three businesses look like they've been torched. I see a lot of people out on the street.
Yep.
Carloads of people. Now look at this. These are carloads of people.
Carloads of people.
And I don't see a cop anywhere in sight yet.
And Captain, when something like this is going on, and literally these are infernos that we're seeing. These infernos. Now, as a fire captain, what happens when you have this kind of a bad security situation? Can the fire department roll up on these things at all?
No, because if there's been gunshots fired, they're not going to for the security of the firefighter. They're going to let the building basically burn itself out regardless of the circumstances. And until they can get the police or the National Guard to go along with the fire trucks, they will not, I repeat, they will not try to put these buildings out on that are on fire. It's too dangerous because I'm looking at there must be, let's see, I'm looking at 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm looking at about 15 or 20 cars, and every one of them's loaded with people within sight of where this person's got the camera taking pictures of this.
Exactly. And I did catch a street sign that looked like it said East Lake Street, but we don't have a cross street yet.
I had 29th and 26th was what I heard a little while ago, just before when we went to break. And this person is in a car driving around, and they're, no, I hear sirens now.
Yeah. And they're nearby in Arby's. There's a Target nearby as well. But people have come out. They're on bridge overpasses or freeway overpasses, just lined up watching these infernos burn. And you're right, Captain. There's a lot of people in these cars. Yeah.
I see them up on the overhead right now. Now, I wonder.
Lined up and down the whole bridge.
Yeah. The woman's talking about there's people just lined up on the bridge, the whole bridge.
And this fire looks like it's going to be close enough. I mean, if we start to threaten what looks like a Target, it looks like the loading bays and so forth, semi-truck parked there, and the person with the camera...
Well, the Target is on fire now, come to think of it there, because I see smoke coming out of the Target, so there's a major chain store involved in this. Now, I hear sirens... And I hear a lot of people now yelling and screaming. She's pulling, this woman that's driving this vehicle with the camera going is driving away from the downtown area now where this is all going on. And I don't know if she's going to make another loop or not. But this area we're in now, I don't see anybody anywhere around.
We'll go back over that way.
Looks like they're near something called Seward Pharmacy.
Yeah.
And then we'll see if we can catch some street signs here so we can sort of know where we're at. But unfortunately, that's not popping up here, but this is being streamed live. There are literally thousands.
We've got 25,000 people watching this along with us.
Exactly.
Yep. And the thing of it is this is, and by the way, it's on the official Captain's America Third Watch page. Kyle put it on there a couple minutes ago. You can go over there and watch this. This is live, what's going on right now out of Minneapolis. Minneapolis is burning. There's already been at least one person killed, shot and killed. Guns have emerged into the middle of all this. I was concerned about that when I saw the guy there with the long gun and the pistol last night. You know, this is not what you need. A situation like this, cooler heads have got to prevail. Now we're starting to see a bunch of traffic again, cars. All right, well, we'll let this go, and folks, we're headed towards the top of the hour break, but I'll tell you what, it's not a pretty sight tonight in Minneapolis, and we'll keep you going on this one because we got us a full-scale barn burner going on in Minneapolis right now, and it is what it is. That's all I can tell you. It's a shame. Minneapolis is such a great town, and now we got to go through this. All right, I'll be right back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with me. Don't go anywhere. The news coming right up.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver.
Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.